My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to build up a picture of modern day Britain. Can I ask you please what your name is, your age and where you come from?
Hello, my name is Sarah McCluskey. I am 47 years old and I come from Bath.
Could you describe what you're wearing for me?
Well, my look today has taken some time in the planning. And my look is based on the Great Lady Britannia, but Britannia with a twist. It's a kind of wasted Britannia look, a slightly tired, menopausal, melancholic Britannia. Britannia's kind of wasted, which is a little bit like the way I feel about the country at the moment, a little bit about my life, really. So I kind of decided on kind of dishevelled, slightly slovenly. I know I think I look rather glamorous myself today. But a slightly comedic, kind of full Britannia look, really. That's what the look is about.
Going back to what you said you felt a bit wasted in
yes.
terms of how you felt about the country. Would you like to tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of based on personal experience as well. My other half had a long time job with Shelter, a big organisation, was getting kind of run down and fed up on that. Through some sort of money from the decease of his parents, he decided to set up his business, and he ran his own business for about 18 months, and then it all kind of went pear-shaped, so we've kind of really struggled anyway the last couple of years. And then this year, with all the knock-on effect of the recession and just how difficult things are, he's now gone self-employed as a driving instructor. Woohoo! But life is a struggle. Life is a daily struggle. And it's keeping everything together, and that's quite hard some days. And you just kind of just feel sucked in by mortgages and teenagers doing GCSEs, and it all kind of thinks, you know, what's it all for? What am I doing? What is the point? Oh dear, that sounds very glum.
Can you tell me why you decided to take part in this project? Or rather, how you first heard about it?
How I first heard about the project was... I can't remember how, it was some media coverage that I'd seen somewhere. Obviously I knew Anthony Gormley, I knew his work. I've got a very good friend from Liverpool who, you know, had seen the figure in the Sands at Formby, and I knew the Angel of the North and the other work he's done as well. I knew about the fourth plinth as well. I saw the Alison Lapp sculpture when it was up. I quite like this idea as well that good old Ken Livingstone has about this, you know, he all kind of wanted this kind of rolling sculptures on the plinth, you know, rolling event. I think that's really good, and I think it'd be kept like that. I don't think there should be something permanent there. So I think the idea of that was quite appealing. And also, you know, I thought, yeah, why not? Why not? I could do that. I could do something for an hour up there that might make the country laugh, even though I'm, you know, not feeling too great, but you know, that's what we British do, isn't it? We grit our teeth and we carry on regardless. We carry on regardless in the depths of everything. That's what we do.
Are you working at the moment?
I am working, yes. I work part-time for Barnardo's, which obviously does extremely valuable, worthwhile work, supporting children and families in quite difficult situations sometimes. And my role within Barnardo's is I coordinate information on all the parenting support across the whole of our region, Bath and North East Somerset. So any support services that parents might need. So I kind of coordinate who's running that, when that's going to happen, and getting that information out to parents.
How
so that's my role. But I mean, I've worked in, I mean, years ago I started off working in play schemes in London, in Brixton and Camberwell, because I lived in London for a while. I was born in London. Londoner. All this West Country nonsense. But moved down to the West Country 15 years ago and initially to do a teaching certificate, and did the teaching certificate, and then actually realised that I really like working with kids in out-of-school settings rather than in educational settings. So that's the kind of work I did, and I've fallen into different jobs in children's services ever since.
Can you tell me a bit more about what you're going to do with your hour on the plinth?
Well, my own plinth, I've chunked it up in a kind of loose structured way. I've got several things to do while I'm on the plinth that people have asked me to do, which is fine, all legitimate. I also want to have some fun while I'm up there. I want to engage the audience around me as much as I can, so I want to kind of try and see if people want to play truth or dare with me, because I thought that could be quite entertaining. It could also get me into a lot of trouble, but you know, I can always say I'm bored, I've had enough of this game, I don't want to play anymore. I've brought lined up gramophone with me and some 78s, so I'm going to have a little bit of a knees up Mother Brown now, because I think that's all very British and English and all that malarkey. I've got a large megaphone, so I'll be like spotting anybody I find particularly good looking or interesting in the audience, and just, you know, give them a wave, a little bit of a you know, interest. And also, it's my other half's 48th birthday today, so I've got to sing him happy birthday when he appears at some point with my daughter, because they're ambling off somewhere at the moment, and neither of them have any sense of time. So if they turn up sometime between 1 and 2, that would be quite good, really.
What's been your partner's attitude to you taking part in this?
Oh, he's quite enthusiastic about it, really. Now, I mean, we go to a lot of kind of burlesque events and sort of dress up, and so he knows that's a bit of an interest of mine. And I mean, I had an art school background, I had an art school training, but obviously, as I say, life and circumstance and having, you know, a daughter and whatever, I mean, you kind of lose things behind. So I'm doing a little bit more of a performance sort of based stuff now in my dotage, which is fantastic. And as I said to you, you know, I did a comparing a burlesque night with my friend on Saturday, which is the first one we'd done, which I think went rather well. So,
tell me a bit more about that. Where was that?
That was in Bath. Yeah, there's quite a good burlesque scene in Bristol, and I've been going to events there for the last sort of couple of years, really, on and off, different events when they pop up. So this is someone I know who tried to put on who's putting on events now in Bath for burlesque nights.
What is it about burlesque that particularly appeals to you?
I think this is, you know, a lot of people kind of, you know, particularly sort of our age, kind of think, oh no, because they grew up with all that big feminism thing on their shoulder, and I actually think burlesque is very, very empowering for women. The women who do burlesque performances are very strong, they're very creative, they've got these very structured, very stylized kind of movements, and you know, they're enjoying what they're doing, they're enjoying their kind of bodies, they're very much kind of in control. And I think the audiences, a lot of burlesque audiences, are very much kind of younger women who kind of recognize that and see that's been really positive. And you know, so far I think most of the audiences I've seen have been very respectful of that, and so I see it as a really positive, empowering kind of thing for women to do. You know, it's not got that seedy undertone of lap dancing and pole dancing and all that kind of nonsense, which I would be so not interested in attending anything like that. And I also like the costumery and the kind of the themes that some of the girls choose for their acts. You know, they're all really, really talented ladies that I've met. I'm just a humble compere.
How did you feel when you heard that you had a play?
Well, you know, when you're trolling through your inbox and you kind of, you know, you're getting rid of your junk email, it was like that split second thing, like I thought it was junk mail and I was almost going to delete it. So thereby hangs a tale, doesn't it? It came up and I thought, oh, what's all this? Congratulations, you've won what? You know, yeah. Send us your entire fortune to the Bank of Nigeria and you can kind of meet the president, you know, one of those kind of emails. And I thought, oh, no, hang on a minute. Oh, my God, you know, I felt quite, you know, quite elated, then a bit scared, and then thinking, oh, how am I going to fit it in? And then thought, no, this has come for a reason. This is, you know, this day, it's a good slot. It's my other half's birthday. There's no reason why I can't kind of do it. I thought, no, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go. Yeah.
What does your daughter think about your tickets?
She's brilliant. I mean, she's just so laid back about stuff. She just thinks, ah, oh, it's, you know, you're getting dressed up again, you know, kind of thing, really. She's kind of that 15-year-old, you know, so long as she's in a pair of straight jeans and a pair of, like, you know, comfortable trainers, she's, you know, she just doesn't get the dressing up bit, but, you know, she's very, very happy for me, obviously, very excited about being here today.
Do you have any hopes or fears about this experience?
I think I'm quite strong, and I think mind over matter in terms of the vertigo, but actually kind of engaging with the crowd. I mean, I'm quite looking forward to that, you know, get people on your side, you know, zhoosh the crowd up, they say in Polari, isn't it? Zhoosh them up.
Any expectations about what it might be like?
I'm hoping I don't get a big downpour, really. Yeah. I mean, what struck me from watching some of the footage so far is actually how people's reflection seemed to be quite calming. A lot of people seem to have said that they found it quite a calming experience, which you'd think, you know, in the middle of central London with everything rushing by and people rushing by, you know, but, and I admire that. I think a lot of people that have actually just come and stood and reflected and not done too much kind of interaction, I kind of have a great respect for that, because I think they've obviously meditated onto somewhere that I couldn't get to in that sort of situation. So so I think my experience will be slightly comedic and a little bit fun, really. Looking forward to that.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
I think I'm very personable. I do enjoy people. I do enjoy people's stories. I do enjoy finding out about people. I think I've got a lot of time for people.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm doing this for me. I am selfishly doing this for me, to just see if I can do it and to hopefully enjoy every minute of it.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I've got some very, very supportive friends and family obviously here with me today as well, and they are the people in my life that keep me sane, and I would like to say a big love to them too while I'm up there.
Thank you very much.